Sorry about all the stress. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. In the final hours of the campaign, we have had a federal judge rule that Texas cannot just throw away 127,000 ballots just because they were cast at a drive-through polling place. Another judge had to rule that the post office is legally obligated to deliver the mail. We've seen President Trump turn the election into a referendum on Dr. Fauci, and Joe Biden campaigned with Lady Gaga in front of parked cars and used the word malarkey again. And I realize our relentless coverage of all this has left many of you feeling stressed enough to self-medicate through yoga, meditation, alcohol, and pot. Speaking of which, four states that voted for Trump last time actually vote today on legalizing pot. That's how stressed people are. And if I have added to the stress, I am sorry. I have really tried not to swear or shout, which hasn't been easy. In Sunday's comic strip, Dilbert shouted, and most days he doesn't even have a mouth. But now, it's time for the excitement to end, even though there are some people who clearly want it to continue.
In Houston, vandals targeted the county's Democratic Party headquarters, spray painting the windows with the words, "Elections no, revolution yes."
See, the important thing now is to breathe deeply and make our system work, because some people are all too ready to impose their own system if it doesn't. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.